8:07 Thursday morning with sunshine, a few passing clouds, temps in the mid-60s this hour. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. It is indeed a gorgeous day.
It is.
Loving it.
Got our chance of rain coming up later on today. We'll talk about that with your weather. Who is sitting next to you?
Well, you know, we've been dealing with road construction on Main Street and down in this direction, but Donette Willis, who is the CEO of Floyd County Medical Center, is starting to deal with a huge construction project. Good morning, Donette.
Good morning, Kay. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Thank you for coming in. I know it's a very busy time. Construction kicked off on Monday, correct?
Correct. Well, for the most part, we had some pre-construction things, but really the construction that's impacting our patients and visitors has really started happening this week.
Okay.
So, yes.
Among the flood and everything else.
Right, right. Perfect timing, right? Yeah. Just add to the chaos. Yep, yep.
So, let's first talk about what a patient is to expect, and is the clinic impacted at this point?
Yeah, so I know when we were here a few weeks ago talking about the groundbreaking, that was super exciting and wanted to, I think that back then we said we would come and visit every so often as we had major updates and things to share. So our admissions and outpatient parking lot has closed. So as of yesterday morning, it was supposed to be Monday, but due to all the other things crazy happening in town with the big event, the flood, it did get pushed back a little bit. So as of yesterday, that entrance did close. So where all of our patients and visitors now need to go is to the main entrance where the rotunda is. That entrance is still opened and will remain open most likely through the month of July. Again, that always is fluid due to Mother Nature, as we all are becoming accustomed to this year with all the rain, which is wonderful, but it does set some things back as far as construction. So right now we're looking at that entrance remaining open through July. I will continue to update the public when that changes, but right now, as you come down Main Street, right there at the corner of 11th and Main, there are signage out and showing you where to go. There's flags out saying parking, so it's very easily identified and where patients and visitors should go to park. We did add a new kind of gravel parking lot out front, mostly for employees and staff and things like that, so to really allow more parking up close for our patients and visitors. So you'll just come in that rotunda entrance, the main entrance. We do have auxiliary people waiting there to direct you, because I know you're probably not used to everybody coming through that entrance anymore. So they'll be there to help you find your way, direct you to the right places, and so trying to make it as easily as possible for our patients and visitors to wayfind.
Okay. Now, typically when patients who are seeing somebody at the hospital for labs or whatnot, so everybody still goes to admissions, correct?
Yep, you'll come through that main entrance we just talked about,
yep,
and then you'll be directed to go to the admissions. So the admissions area where you are normally register, mm-hmm, and all that is still opened. Just how you get to it has changed.
Okay. For patients who aren't able, you know, a lot of patients aren't able to maybe walk, mm-hmm, that far.
Yes.
How's that being handled?
Yep, we have wheelchairs right there available right there in the rotunda. So if you need assistance and need someone to help you, we have people available to do that. So
Okay. Yeah,
just let the ladies know at the front when you walk in, either the auxiliary ladies who are wonderful, but then also we have someone at the welcome desk still there. So if you need assistance with a wheelchair or other navigation help, we are there to help you do that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So at this point, or if any during this process, is the clinic impacted?
At this time, no. You will continue to just drive down Main Street, turn into the clinic parking, park right there as you always have, and access urgent care, access your family practice providers, OB providers. All of that is still the same. Nothing has changed with parking for the clinic.
Okay. We did, Chris Berg was great to put a map that was provided by you,
yes,
on our website so that people can check out that map. Chris, where exactly is that located on our website?
That is at kchanews.com, where we have the community conversation guests lined up there. It's right below that, right?
Okay.
On the
yeah,
right-hand side.
Okay. And so patients who are seeing the speech
and occupational therapy,
okay,
are still in their new location. Remember, we talked about that last,
yep,
time.
Yep.
They are in that modular building right there on, is that 11th, 11th Street, sorry. Right there when you pulling into the hospital, turn right by all the signs of safe parking.
Yep.
You'll see that white building. Their parking has not changed, nor will it change. How you access speech and OT will remain the same throughout the project. So they have their own little private parking right there by that building.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yep.
How long do you foresee, granted, again, construction is just that, you know, it can be estimated, projected. What are the projections?
Yeah, so as far as right now, the only thing, again, I want to also share real quick that the emergency department has not been impacted by this either. So if you need emergency services, you will still go to that parking lot. It's still available to you. That entrance is always open and will continue to remain open through the duration of the project. So for emergency services, nothing has changed for those patients. As far as looking ahead, right now we're projecting sometime probably late July, early August, and we will continue to update as we know, though again, some of those dates are fluid due to Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. But we will are looking at the rotunda closing, and so then we will have a new entrance on the side of the hospital, which is kind of on the clinic side of the hospital, which is 11th Street. So you'll then move to 11th Street, and we are currently building a brand new parking lot over there, which the concrete was poured last week, and they're still working on getting all that where it's cured and the stripes put on and all that stuff to get it ready for patients to park on. So that will be the next phase. We're not there yet, but that will be the next thing to look forward to is we will be shutting that rotunda down probably early August, I'm guessing. Okay. But we'll keep people updated. And the best place, as well as KCHA, to get your information is to go to our website. We made it really super easy. If you go to our website at fcmc.us.com, you can, on that landing page, just click on, at the very top, there's a banner there that just says, you know, construction updates. Click on that. If you can't find that, you can always do the search, construction updates, on the search bar. It'll take you to a page we've created just for this project. So everything about the project is there. The map is there. All the updates that will be coming will be there. So if you're curious as to, you know, something changed and I haven't heard about it, just go there for that information.
Okay, wonderful. A little off topic of the construction, not only is that going on, but there's some new hires.
Yes, yes.
So can you give us an update of all the good things, all the good people that have been hired?
Yeah, Dr. Janine Wedeking started with us on June 17th. Dr. Wedeking has been working with us kind of PRN over the last several years while she finished her military obligation. So she's been an active practicing physician in family practice with the Air Force, but now she has joined us full time.
Awesome.
So we're super excited to have her. So a press release should be going out pretty soon. I just approved it a few days ago if you haven't already received it.
Yep.
That is with all good information about her and her background, but she is an Iowa native. I'll give you a little sneak peek, and has a beautiful family. They're super excited to be here. She is a family medicine provider, physician that also does obstetrics and has a huge passion for that patient population. So her words were, from birth to grave, she wants to care for the whole family and really is just an engaging, true, passionate person about healthcare and is a great addition to our medical family here.
Okay. There have been a few other hires.
Yes, we added a new position and in the senior leadership role, our chief ambulatory officer, John Perrin. John's been with us for about 9 months in an interim role. He helped us with the clinic during a leadership transition probably about 9 months ago, and did that for about 6 months, really helping with his expertise. Has a lot of experience in clinic, rural health clinic specifically. And so that was a great addition to our team, to really bring in his expertise and help us do some process changes and things like that to help improve patient access, and then just help our physicians be able to navigate our new HR better, all kinds of things, and a lot of regulatory stuff. It's not too exciting, but
yeah.
John's been a great addition to the team.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right. And so now that we've hired Alyssa Conradi for that role, I've kept him on to help us with some special projects because we do have a few going on these days.
Yeah.
And so he has really been helping me a lot out with a lot of the outpatient services and some of the additions to those services, as well as new services that we have coming down the pipe in the near term. So John has just been a great addition to our senior leadership team. It takes a lot of work, and with the project and my capacity, really needed a little bit of help. So John's been a great addition to our senior team.
And I think another addition is a psychiatrist.
Yes. We added a psychiatrist. Andrew Anderson comes to the outpatient outpatient specialty clinic. Sorry about that. She sees patients there, outreach. But then we also added a mental health counselor to the clinic, our rural health clinic, who is there full-time, is an employed provider, and is working hand-in-hand with our physicians to visit with patients who need counseling for a sundry of reasons, anxiety, depression, maybe some addiction and concerns and things like that. So just a great addition to our team. She is there 4 days a week, so every week, and so a full-time position, which I know is greatly needed. And will be a great assistance to our patients, their families, and our providers as well, to be able to really help those patients where they need the help and how to be able to spend that time with them that we need.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yes.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. It's exciting, though.
It is so exciting. It is really, I think our hospital, and I've said this for many years, but especially now, is a shining star in our community.
Yes.
So you've just done a tremendous job. I know on a personal note, you've been officially welcomed to Charles City now in the location that you live.
Yes.
Thank you to the Cedar River for finally making her.
Yes. Yes.
Way to your.
We got to be very up close and personal with the Cedar River, as is so many of our neighbors.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness.
Well. Yes, super exciting times, but I have to say how heartwarming it was to me to see how this community came together to support each other. It was just amazing, and a special shout out to Otto's Oasis, Jeff Otto, for helping us. I know we had several people, Travis Habercorn, Shelby Habercorn, Heather Hilbert and her kiddos really helped. We were actually out of town on Saturday, and so they helped kind of build a sandbag wall for us in front of our house, and I just... And there were so many others to thank, but and then to the Mennonite community, my goodness,
yeah.
What tremendous support they provided. And so thank you all for just being the wonderful people you are of Charles City. It just makes me know that I made the right choice when I chose to come here.
Very good. So fcmc.us.com for all good things related to the construction, for any services anybody might need at Floyd County Medical Center. Thank you. And I think we'll probably plan on having you in monthly if we could.
Yes.
Throughout this whole process.
Probably a great idea. But remember, always watch KCAJ for news updates, because we always share with you guys.
Yep.
As well as the Charles City Press and, of course, our website.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
FCMC.us.com. It's 820. Your weather is next.